Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it.
We must show them love.
We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus, for this is true revival. Love is all they need, everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. My name is Patricia King, and I have a friend with me whom I love. Dr. Barbie Breathen. It's wonderful to have you
so good to be with us.
And we've enjoyed ministry together, yes. But also doing a lot of fun girl stuff too. And the shopping anointing sometimes comes
That's
upon us.
That's one of my strongest anointings.
You know, and different, you know, restaurant anointings,
yes,
and things
Indian
like that.
Food,
so,
definitely.
Yeah, we like eating banquets.
Yeah. The buffet anointing. We buffet our bodies when we're together.
Anyways, isn't it fun that we can have camaraderie in the Lord together in the kingdom? Kingdom relationships,
yes,
are important.
So important.
And, you know, I just feel led to say that some of you have been longing for a friend. And the Lord's saying, I just feel him saying this, you know, friendship is important to him. It's important to him that you have that friendship connection that you desire. And there's someone special, or a number of people maybe special, on the way that you can just run your race with and have fun with and enjoy kingdom engagement together in. So that's coming for you. But anyways, Dr. Barbie, we are going to talk today about symbols.
Yes, I love symbols.
Because oftentimes God speaks in symbols. So outside of symbols, what are some of the ways that God speaks to his people?
Well, major ways through his word. But his Holy Spirit speaks to us and communicates to it through a symbolic language, through even signposts on the highways, through music, through the dance, through nature. The other day I was at your home and a dove kept flying by the window. And to me it was the Holy Spirit bringing messages through the dove appearing, which represents the Holy Spirit. So nature, through people, through music, through his word, through the symbols of the night, through dreams and visions, through angelic visitations. So we're surrounded by God communicating, because God is a communicator. And just because he created us for relationship, and you don't really have much of a relationship if you don't communicate.
Right.
So God is always communicating, but we're not always understanding the ways in which he chooses to communicate.
Right.
Even every day a new sun rises, he's communicating, this is a new day for you, a new day of potential and opportunities arising. And so anything that we see, if you ask the Lord, what are you saying in this to me?
Mm-hmm.
He'll begin to speak to you. And that's one way we can train our spirit,
right,
to connect with God, because he's speaking through every opportunity, every situation, every person, and he's created us in his image. So I can learn something about God through you. Just the way that he loves you and he communicates to you and the expression of himself in mm-hmm. you. And so I look at people, I look at situations, I look at pets, everything, and say, God, what are you saying through this?
Right.
And the Holy Spirit will begin to communicate. So he's always painting a picture for us.
Right.
He's always communicating.
Now, for many, many years, you've known the Lord to communicate to you through dreams and mm-hmm. visions, and you are a seer, mm-hmm. and you're a prophetess, and you know, you're known in the body for receiving words from the Lord. So you hear on various levels,
mm-hmm.
but you've written a book on dreams,
right?
Dream and encountering God in dreams, and you've also written a book on the seer anointing.
That's
and
correct.
These are two areas that you are really seasoned in, and for mm-hmm. many, many years. In fact, I think you started writing curriculum on dreams many years ago.
Many, and over so, 10 years ago.
Yeah, over 10 years ago, you actually wrote official mm-hmm. curriculum. But before that, you were explaining things to people and doing teachings and mm-hmm. that. So it's just awesome. So you are a wealth of information for us. As a seer and as one who hears from God in the ways of seeing things, in dreams, visions, visitations, you know a lot about symbolism. Now, we were talking about this before we came on the show today, that God can use many things like numbers or, You know, like in a dream, you might see a certain animal and that could mean something, or you can wake up and be alerted in your spirit to a certain number on the clock or something. And all those things are significant. You mentioned billboards earlier, so how sometimes, like, God will allow you to see the visual. Just driving down the highway, I get this a lot, where a billboard will actually speak to me.
Right.
And it's not just a normal billboard. It's actually a message from God. Now, how do we know what the Spirit is saying? Like, if a certain symbol is being used by the Lord, how do we identify it? How do we know what the interpretation of that symbol is?
I believe that the Spirit of truth, which is part of what the Holy Spirit is, He's truth. So this says that the Spirit of truth will lead us into all truth. And so I've asked the Lord to sensitize my spirit so that my eye gate will begin to feed into my spirit man, so that when I see something and God is speaking something to me spiritually, like last night we were on our way home, and a semi-truck drove across the lane in front of us, and it had the big word named Ashley on it. He said, that's significant because you're going to connect with a person named Ashley very soon. And so he put a big sign right across my face on a semi-truck so you can't miss it.
Right.
But because I've asked him to sensitize me to signs like that, where one time I connected to somebody whose name was Prince in Michigan. Well, then every time on the way to the airport, I saw several semis with the word Prince moving on it. That person began to move in a different direction and was thinking about a geographic move. So if we're sensitive to what's going on around us, God is always going to be communicating. When I went to Australia with you and we ministered there on the fire, running through airports, different signs would pop up, and the Lord said, I'm going to begin to bring everybody into a highway of holiness, and I'm going to cause, and there was a sign that said, converge into one lane. So as the Holy Spirit's speaking things to me, He's also putting things in my eye gate that'll bring an instant confirmation, because everything is established by a witness of two.
Right.
So I can hear the internal voice in me say something, and then I can say instantly, Holy Spirit, confirm that to me just in the thoughts of my mind or in my heart, and He'll bring a confirmation.
Right, because the Bible says that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, it is established.
It's established.
So you can hear something, but when it's a second time or a third time, it is established.
That's
it's confirmed and established.
And Holy Spirit's part of the Godhead. There's the three in one right there, and I'm an extra individual. So you've got the two, you've got the, and anything God leans into, He's going to make it happen. So all we have to do is believe Him and agree with Him.
Right.
And then we are the gateways. It says, lift up your heads, you ancient gates, and the King of Glory will come in. So we've got our eye gate, our nose gate, our mouth gate, ear gate, and that's the gates that the King of Glory uses to come into our realm to communicate to us. And He gives us messages to give to others to help direct them into their destiny, keep them on their path as well.
Now, just before we came on the program, we were talking, you know, even with some of our crew here, about how it is that sometimes there's a certain number that God will give you. And I'm sure as viewers, you've also discovered this, that a certain number will come up over and over and over again. So I have certain numbers. One of them is 818, and the other is 111 or 1111.
Those
ones
are great numbers.
Ones are really big. And I've discovered that a number of people are getting those same numbers. And they're just different. You know, I mean, we see numbers all day long, okay? But when God's trying to show you something, it kind of is highlighted in your spirit. You know, I just went to look at the time today to see how things were going at a certain meeting, and I clicked on it was 11:11, which means something specific to me because God has quickened a scripture out of Deuteronomy 11:11.
Yes.
So every time I see 11:11, that is what that means to me, is that scripture. It kind of coordinates as a scripture. Can you give us some insight into this?
See, I think 11:2 is the number of the prophet. It's also the number of transition. And most all of us have been going from one season in our life through this transition process. And when you transition, you don't know where you're going exactly, and you haven't gotten there yet, so you're doing a lot of dangling. So God brings that 11 to let you know, okay, I've got this situation in control. It encourages us that you're just in a process of getting somewhere. Plus, that 11 is a powerful number for the prophetic, which means He's going to speak to you in words of knowledge, words of wisdom, and He's going to cause you to profit.
I love that.
So the word play on that. And so he'll, like you said, the scripture. When I wake up at like 11:11, I'll go through the scripture. Like you said, the one that speaks to you is in mm-hmm. Deuteronomy. Mm-hmm. And so that brings comfort because everything that his word says is alive, and it'll quicken, and it'll divide things asunder for us, and it'll help establish. The right. word builds. And the glory is hidden within the word. So when I see specific numbers showing up, I go to the Word of God and I find where those numbers appear by chapter and verse. And I'll begin to read on those and focus. And a lot of times that word just comes out, not just into my head, my intellect, so mm-hmm. I understand it there, but it's written upon the tablet of our heart.
Right.
It becomes part of us.
Right.
And especially if we wake up with a dream and that word, and I look at the clock, those numbers are there, and the God is confirming it in the night season as we rest. And so he'll then confirm it along the day. And until we find out what the meaning of that number is to us, so you have discovered the 1111 mm-hmm. for you. And so it's a huge encouragement mm-hmm. for you on that.
And sometimes when I get numbers, I'm not quite sure what it means. So you have to inquire. It said David inquired of the Lord. So I will go through all the chapters yes. in the Bible to see if there's, on those chapters and verses in those particular books, if it quickens, if there's something that quickens. Because when the Spirit's speaking, you'll have this inner witness,
yes.
this is the Spirit of God, but everything else will be dull.
That's
now,
right.
In the Old Testament, they used to determine the will of God by the Urim and the Thummim.
Yes.
And it was like light. So if it was a yes, it would light. If it was a no, it would light. So it's like, in a way, that's the way our spirit
That's
registers
it.
Things too, isn't it?
It'll pop off the page.
Right.
That word in the scripture will go, that's what that dream means. That's why he woke me up at that time. That's why he's showing me in the day. And that's why I'm seeing it on license tags, on my watch. You know, and people, you know, be on their T-shirts. It'll just begin football scores.
Wow.
When he's highlighting that number, he'll keep bringing it up until we come into an understanding what he's trying to communicate to us about
now,
that.
Now, Barbie, you have written a book called Dream Encounter Symbols. And
yes.
what this is, it is a tool
mm-hmm.
that is magnificent. Thank you so much for putting all this together.
You're so welcome.
Of symbols and what they mean biblically, the possibilities
yes.
of what these things, these symbols can refer to. It's got animals, it's got apparel and clothing that, you know, different symbols that appear in dreams or visions, or sometimes that God will draw to your attention. Body parts, colors,
yes.
we might
Those
get
are strategic.
Into that as we're
yeah.
Maybe doing the second part of this program. Food symbols, numbers, creatures, great and small, different places and
yes.
locations. And all that is in this book called Dream Encounters Symbols.
Yes.
And it's just a tremendous tool. So we're going to be right back. And, you know, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the role of angels and how they will draw your attention to certain things and how God sends them and dispatches them in order to reveal things to you in the realm of symbols and to give you understanding. So we'll be right back right after this word.
Unlock the Secret of Dreams. Dream Encounter Symbols, Volume 1 by Barbie Breathitt gives you insight to the mystery hidden in your dreams. Learn the meaning of symbols, colors, numbers, and much more. Now, only $22 for a limited time. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 314. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828. Order now.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation.
Now, Barbie, when we were in Australia, you had mentioned that sometimes God actually sends angels to bring our focus towards something he wants to show us, and especially with numbers. And I found that fascinating, so I was wondering if you could share that with our viewers.
Well, angels are messengers, and so the Lord will create dreams for us a lot of times in the night season to communicate to us when we're asleep, so that we're not engaging with our intellect, but our spirit man's being ministered to. And so he'll cause the dream to play through, and then at a specific time, he'll send the angel to wake us up, because everything that he does is established on the Word. The Bible says that he watches over his word to perform it. He doesn't watch over the dreams as much.
Right.
So he puts a word with it. So the angel comes to wake us up at a time so that we can go to the scripture and find out what that means. Or look at those numbers and decide what those numbers mean by the scripture. And it's not numerology. It's
right.
It's a biblical thing, because he does everything. He measures the weight of the world in his hand.
Yep.
Everything is mathematically done
right.
through the Lord. So it's a scientific.
And even the science of mathematics actually proves the existence of God.
It does.
Way, right? I mean, all creation does. It's just amazing. And, you know, the new age numerology cults, or, you know, it's just actually a counterfeit of the real thing, isn't it?
It is.
All throughout the Bible, there's numbers. In fact, there's a whole chapter called Numbers.
That's true. So true.
But anyways, Barbie, now, we already discussed the whole thing about in the mouth of two or three witnesses,
yes.
it is established. So if a number comes to you, like let's say you're getting a series of numbers like 77 or 777 or 888 or something, is that what that means? Is it a confirmation?
There's a multiplication that's coming to you. It's just like Joseph when he told Pharaoh, your dream came twice because it's being established.
Mm-hmm.
So in two, it's established, and every number after that will bring a multiplication. So three is a multiplication of what God is doing. He's bringing an increase, and he's emphasizing it.
Okay.
So in 888, brand new beginnings in probably three different dimensions. So you could look at maybe your family life, your work life, the church life. So I would be looking in three different aspects of my life when I see a triple number coming and
right.
see what that number means in a single form. But I would also take that number and add them all together.
Okay.
Then I would reduce it down, and you come up with usually another number. And so in the numbers, just like in his word, he speaks from one level of glory to the next, and things are hidden in the word of God for us. Same thing with numbers. So you might start with a three digit, and so you look at the multiplication. Then if you add those together, you end up with one number. Look at what that number means. And so God is always going to be communicating it, but it's our understanding that is lacking. And so he's always speaking, but he says, I seal matters up and hide them for you to discover. Not
from us.
Like
the way you say for, not from.
Yes, it's not from us. He would never withhold any good thing from us. But he'll wait until we have a hunger to begin to seek him out. And not just seeking his hands, but to seek his face. He's
right.
into intimacy and to know us face to face like he did Moses. And so God is wanting that face-to-face communication. So he'll give us a little secret, or he'll give us a mystery that causes a holy discontentment in us, so that we'll seek after him and say, I don't have understanding on this.
Yeah,
and so he
awesome.
Says, I will send understanding. And like with Daniel, you were talking about the angels. Daniel got skill and understanding to interpret dreams, not only of himself, but of kings and rulers. And so when you operate in the realm of revelation, the prophetic realm, the seer realm, the dream realm, angels are always going to be incorporated in that. And that's usually the first place you begin to see angels, is in your dreams.
The scripture says that the secret things belong to God, but the things revealed belong to us. So when you said that God hides these mysteries for us so that we can discover them, so that they will be ours.
Ours.
And it also says it's the glory of a king to conceal a matter, or no, it's,
yeah to conceal
it's the glory
a
of a king to conceal a matter, but then it is our glory to search it out.
Search that matter out.
You know, so it's awesome.
It's in the process of digging out the treasure that we develop our faith muscles, and we learn it, and it becomes ours because we've dug that treasure.
Right.
We've polished that stone, and now it begins to shine because we've gone through the process. You'll learn more digging it out for yourself than you will from coming to somebody who's done it forever and just say,
right.
tell me what my dream means.
Right.
I mean, that's one way to understand it. But to seek God for yourself,
right.
that's always the best.
Yeah, that's awesome. A number that I get a lot, and I have been getting it for about 3 or 4 years, is 555. Now, in your book, one of the things for five is the number for grace.
Yes.
And which is God's divine influence, His divine favor. So from what you've just shared with us, because it's three times, mm-hmm. it means it's multiplied. It's not
it's
only
multiplied.
Established grace,
yeah.
but it's multiplied grace. Mm-hmm. And what does the number 15 mean?
15 a lot of times means redemption. And you can look at the 555, since it's three fives, does equal 15. So that's another way to interpret the fives that are coming. So God is getting ready to redeem everything that the enemy has stolen.
Oh, I love
but
that.
He's bringing it back with grace upon you, with favor upon you, and it's going to bring the multiplication. So if the enemy steals something from you and you've lost something, God's going to redeem it, but He's not just going to give you back that measure you lost. He breathes upon it. You know, mm-hmm. God never inhales. He's always exhaling it. He's always giving out. So we're going to come back. If you throw your bread out on the water, God multiplies
right.
it and brings it back to you. So every time we sow, we're going to reap. But with God, it's a multiplication, especially if you're seeing three digits put together.
That adds such a great component, you know, because it's like, I've known it was multiplied grace. So mm-hmm. I said, that's awesome, Lord. I received multiplied mm-hmm. grace. But I had never thought until now about the combining of those numbers. And now, you know, 15 meaning redemption, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to start praying into that now to
yeah.
see, you know, what I can call back. That's just awesome. Now, some of our viewers, I'm just going to go through a couple of numbers because I know that they'll be very interested, because I'm sure they're sitting on the edge of their seat saying, what about my
call
number?
Their number?
What about
yes.
my number? But some people are getting a lot of like 444. What mm-hmm. would that be?
Well, 444, I would either go with 16, you know, if you add them all up together. But I would also look through
four,
different
four,
scriptures.
444
is 12. Yeah, 44, then I wouldn't go with 16 because that would be wrong.
That
math was
be,
never my strong
that would
suit.
Be beyond. That would be beyond triple,
that
wouldn't
would be
it?
Beyond. I would go with what the three fours represent and add up to, and which is 12, 2, and that talks about government,
yeah, apostolic.
And so you're talking about governmental realms in heaven. It's government being established in us as well. And so the kingdom, I would say, would be coming with those numbers. I would also go to the scriptures. With the bigger numbers like 4-4, I would look in my Psalms. I would look in Isaiah and then look at verse 4, and I would see which one spoke to me personally.
Right. So it could be like Isaiah 44 or
4. And, yes.
And go through all the chapters, Psalm 44.
4-4.
Awesome.
Those are the two that I visit most of the time in, because they're prophetic books
yeah.
and they're poetry. And
just see if there's anything that kind of connects.
Resonates.
I'm sure this is really helping you viewers out there, because I find this fascinating myself. It's awesome. Okay, let's go to colors really quickly.
Okay.
But colors are huge. And sometimes in dreams, you'll get brilliant colors.
Yes.
I've been actually in worship services where I was visited by a column of color.
Oh, beautiful.
There was nothing more, just a column of color. So what is God speaking to us about colors, and if He's, you know, revealing colors, what does it mean?
Colors are, to me, symbolize a lot of what He's saying about Himself. The seven spirits of God can be represented in colors. If you look in Isaiah 11:2, you see the seven spirits of God, and each one of those manifest in the realm of the spirit with a different color of the rainbow. And so God is saying, this is part of what I am and who I am, and I want you to know me in these different dimensions. So color can represent revelation. It can represent healing. It can represent our moods. Just for example, blue, mm-hmm. spirit of revelation, or it can also represent depression, depending on how color is
right.
manifesting.
Right. It's because it's a journey with Him. That's what He's after,
yes.
is for us to seek Him. Mm-hmm. Right? He loves that. So you've got some things here like red, being the spirit of the Lord, wisdom, anointing power, the evangelist, thanksgiving, blood, atonement, passion, all that. Crimson, the blood atonement, pink, chaste, amber, the glory of God, purity, holiness, orange, the spirit of wisdom, perseverance, power, fire, you know, and it just goes on and on. I just love this tool. Dream Encounter Symbols,
yes.
and we're actually going to offer it to our viewers at a discounted price, so
yeah.
that's nice for them, too. And just so that you know, is that these all have laminated pages. So, I mean, you can put this at the side of your bed, right, when you're, you know, waking up in the night maybe and want to know what a symbol means, or you can use it in your study, keep it in your purse with you so that you can help others unpack their dreams and that. And this is a powerful tool, and it covers so many areas. I see jewels here, home furnishings, all kinds of symbols that people would see in their dreams, in their visions, or in everyday
prayer.
Life.
Yeah.
It's awesome. We're just driving down the road when God highlights something. Oh, I remember that. Mm-hmm. That's a symbol for.
That's it.
Know, and the Holy Spirit will quicken what he's trying to say.
The more symbols we know, the more Lord can communicate to us. And he can do that all through the day symbolically and just gaze at something and he'll begin to speak to you. That symbol means, and I'm showing you this because... And it just enhances the intimacy that he has to know that he's speaking to us all the time.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Barbie. We're going to take a break right now because I want people to know how to get your book. But when we come back, I want you to pray for the spirit of understanding to just enter people by the Spirit of God today so that they'll have understanding of symbols.
I love that.
Amen. We'll be right back.
Unlock the secret of dreams. Dream Encounter Symbols, Volume 1 by Barbie Breathitt gives you insight to the mystery hidden in your dreams. Learn the meaning of symbols, colors, numbers, and much more. Now, only $22 for a limited time. Call 866-980-5464. Ask for television offer 314. Go online at patriciaking.com or text the word BLESS to 42828. Order now.
One of our greatest events of the year is Women on the Front Lines Extreme.
When you see something that needs change, will you be possessed with my love? The kingdom I'm from cannot be shaken.
Ambassadors of hope of this generation.
You are the answer to the groaning of creation.
Barbie, I know that oftentimes people lack confidence in knowing, am I really getting this? Am I really understanding what God is trying to say? And understanding comes from the Spirit of God.
Yes.
And he's made that aspect. It's one of the sevenfold dimensions of the Spirit of God. Can you pray for our viewers to have that understanding of symbols and their dreams and visions and the things that they see in that realm?
Yeah. Well, Father, I just ask that you would send Holy Spirit just to permeate inside and overflow out around them. And Father, we're asking for the spirit of understanding to come just like you sent it to Daniel of ancient days. Lord, that you would release the spirit of understanding and wisdom and knowledge to come. And Lord, to release the dimension of the angelic realm to bring the messages so that our spirit can begin to connect with the spirit of truth, that we'd understand revelation knowledge that is coming. So give us insight and understanding.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. We'll see you next time and visit Barbie's website. She has many goodies there for you. Remember this above all else, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. We'll see you next time.